Hello, it's the ghost. So, first off, things are changing a bit. I'm getting this preview, this quick commercial, if you will, to earlier than normal. And I'm going to give you the story earlier as well. You know, with the loading issues and our busy weekends. I'm going to change it up a bit. So, following this preview, you can look for your story this weekend, and let's just call it that, the weekend episode, on Friday. That way, you will have all weekend to watch it. When it works for you. So it'll be before 4 o'clock Eastern Time, Friday afternoon, and I'll post the weekend episode, the story, so you can listen over the weekend at your convenience. So that'll be Friday, June 28th, by 4 o'clock Eastern, 3 Central, 2 Mountain, 1 Pacific, and noon in Alaska. Sound good? Okay. Why is it that we always associate big people doing big things with some of the most bizarre things? Is it because they are the most fun to talk about? I mean, does it somehow make it more exciting? You know, top dog on Wall Street travels back in time to change it all. You know, I actually do have a case involving that very thing. I'll link to it, you know, the Wall Street time traveler below for you guys. It's a shorter video from a ways back, but you can listen to it in between things. It's a good story. But okay, I mean, really, these types, they do attract attention. Am I wrong? And I mean, no doubt, you know, trouble can definitely follow these types around. They get themselves into so much and they want so much. But truth is, things of strange, they can happen anywhere, anytime, to anyone, even to those who prefer the more serene life. And for this story, the anyone is a forest ranger. The anywhere is deep in the woods when night came. You know, the woods, a place known for starry nights, campfire stories, and peace among nature. Well, something's changed, and it's something unsettling. The story for this weekend has to do with what would otherwise be a quiet place. But now, the forest ranger tells me that he's been at his post for 25 years, and although he's seen many strange things come and go, there's usually an answer. But this time, things are happening that he can't explain. Now, either someone has decided that the woods, you know, that he watches, takes care of, and guards is a good place to play and prey on those coming willingly, you know, those looking for a break. They're temporarily vulnerable. They come with the assumption that this place can give them what they need to enter back into society come Monday. It's either that or it's something he can't explain. He's well aware of the fact that escaped criminals and criminals in the making just love to hide out among the trees and the darkness that the thick woods provides. So is that it? I mean, is this someone to catch? Or is it something worse? This place, this now quiet place, was a part of something once. And should you choose to explore, you would find some history there, as many people do. They wander through the trees finding things of old, and it brings them a peace in a way, you know, that, hey, the world was here way back then, and that there can be mystery in that place. Mystery of what happened there, who was there, what was there, and what was it like. I mean, it's all very intriguing. All fun to imagine or tell stories about around the campfire when all is well and good, but not so great and all entertaining for those that have met a true nightmare face to face, in the middle of the night, in the middle of a dark woods with no one else around. That's not so fun anymore. Forest Ranger Jensen, he has nowhere to turn, saying that there's something out there. Something is driving his summer visitors away, and they aren't going quietly. I mean, when they go, they're running. They're in a panic, out of fear. He claims he doesn't know exactly what it all is, but apparently he does know enough to know that he won't or can't get traditional help. So what has he found, and what does he know, and what are we to do? Take a listen this coming weekend. The episode will be available by 4 p.m. Eastern Time, and find out. Are you planning any fun summer camping this season? Well, this just might get you in the mood. Or you can even take it with you, actually. Download it and take it with you if you have YouTube Premium. Either way, I hope to see you there. And I will talk to you all soon. And remember, the weekend episodes will now be available by 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Fridays. We'll see you all then.